Morning, everybody. This is News Radio 94.9 890 KDXU. It's Wednesday and time for Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Good morning. And Andy, many of our listeners may not be able to tell that you're in the spirit with that wonderful red sweater.
Yeah, I got a little Christmas sweater. It's not an ugly sweater because I don't have a cow or a cat or something on it.
It's a nice sweater.
It's a nice red sweater and certainly brings that holiday cheer. We appreciate that.
'Tis the season. Where's yours, Richard?
I didn't have that plan. I apologize.
We need to coordinate a little bit.
The rest of us must have consulted, but we left him out.
Yeah, we'll get together a little earlier in the day to talk about it next time.
Okay.
So, Pathway Hospice Palliative Care is hosting this Elder Care Radio program because we know the importance of bringing more and better information to the community. And we really appreciate the calls that we receive each week and the questions that you ask us sometimes surprise us, but the questions are great and we find out a lot about what you, community, want to know. So, we welcome your calls. Telephone number, that most easy number to remember, 435, and then the simple part, 477 on the left. 6999 on the right. What we found recently is that for those that are calling from a landline, you may need to dial a 1 because the local telephone company hasn't updated their records.
Well, it kind of depends on which phone, what kind of phone is communicating with us. But for the most part, it's 435-477-6999.
And if you can't get through, dial a 1 first.
Richard, you're a tease. You said sometimes questions surprise us. Are you going to expound upon that, or are you going to leave us in the dark?
Well,
We have a lot
of things to talk about today. Okay. Yeah, no question. Okay.
So I should say sometimes, you know, we get the same types of questions from week to week.
Makes sense.
And it just really doesn't occur to you how important that is to the community. You think you're answering, you know, just the same occasional question. And then all of a sudden, it really occurs to you, wow, this question's asked a lot. So we find that on this radio show, sometimes or most often, our topics become relative to the question of the week, even though that might have been a question that was asked multiple times previously. But exciting news and something we had not, we have a patient on staff right now or on service. Right now, and their caregiver was surprised to find that we are one of the very few palliative care providers, hospice and palliative care providers, that actually has a doctor in-house on staff at our office. She's got incredible credentials, experience for, I don't want to say it because then it will age her and that wouldn't be nice. Women don't like to give up their age.
A few years.
She has a few times multiple experience in years. That's, you know, what a gift that is because we do have access to make sure that all the questions and the care is handled immediately. But we had thought that we mentioned that before.
And we hadn't. And she has what we think is really important, a genuine love and appreciation for what hospice palliative care can be and what we're trying to accomplish. And that's really the reason that we came together was because we were trying to accomplish what she had always considered to be very important work that isn't being done.
Right. And she literally helped open the school that we have in Ivins at the next to the VA center or VA.
Rocky home. Mountain.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that one. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So she was an integral part of that opening and orchestration. And of course, as everybody in this community knows how highly accredited, rated, and respected that is, and she was part of that team of opening that operation. So we're excited, have been excited to have her as a part of our team. But when one of our patients, caregivers, was, you know, talking to us and said, "Oh my gosh, you have Dr. Caldwell at your office?" We were like, "Yeah, like literally in our office." So we thought that we'd mention that. That's really exciting.
Because that's unusual. Most other hospice companies contract out their medical director position to other physicians. So it's kind of a part-time, you know, once every other week or occasional phone call. But we have access to a physician pretty much all day, every day.
Right, right. Okay, so in the spirit of Christmas and giving, we're asking all of our listeners to watch their mail. We're offering a free and full medical assessment in your home by our medical team, a registered nurse with many, many years experience, over 15 years of experience in senior care. will come to your home and offer you a free medical assessment. So watch your mail for that.
Now, that is for the elderly in our radio audience, because they're the ones who are really more in need. You know, they haven't been getting out. They haven't been seeing their physician. We want to be able to bring that care to their home so that they can maintain that. And certainly they sometimes have more medical conditions that need to be addressed. So we want to make sure that we understand. It's either those of you who are elderly that are listening.
I was going to say, let's expand our gift. Let's not make them wait and watch their mail. Let's say if you're listening to the radio program, or you have a friend that you think can benefit, call our office and we will offer extend that offer to all of our senior listeners here.
Andy, what's that phone number?
I forgot. I'm kidding. 435-477-6999, the easiest number to remember in the world.
Right. That's right.
So you don't need to wait. Call our office to schedule your free, no obligation assessment, full assessment in your home. We will come out to you. So Merry Christmas, and let's move on.
So that'll be for our elderly listeners, or those of you who know somebody who is elderly. Feel free to share that gift with anybody. We'd be happy to do that in this community.
Okay, so that topic that we were just talking about, what stands out this week in our program or questions of the week? Home health versus hospice.
Yeah, you know, we just had a patient come on, and the circumstances reiterated the concerns. Last week we mentioned that there's such a delay from home health going to hospice because of the financial issues. When a company does both home health and hospice, if they keep them on home health, they only have to provide a very limited list of services. And those are just the ones that are specifically prescribed by the doctor. Whereas in home health, we take on kind of a whole person assessment and care.
One of the things that's important for our listeners to remember is when you are ready to move from home health care to hospice and palliative care, A, it's not about giving up. It's not about, giving in and saying, I'm ready to die. That is not the time that you want to, you don't want to wait for that. You want to live your best and highest quality of life for as long as you're living. Understand that Medicare wants the beneficiaries to have all of the choice. All of the options are up to the beneficiary. So you could actually go on and then decide, emotionally, I'm not ready for palliative care, which I think once you go on, you'll never believe that, because the help in your home is incredible, absolutely outstanding. But you can change at any time. You can change from one hospice company to another hospice company and never lose a benefit. You can opt off of hospice and never lose a benefit. And if you go, past 6 months, as long as you're eligible and qualified, there's never an end to how long you can take advantage of those benefits. You do not give up your other insurances. They are always there waiting to supplement help. But on hospice, whether you have a supplemental insurance or not, all your care is for free, including your medical equipment, your pharmaceuticals, your doctor's oversight and care, and your choice of primary care physician can stay in the loop and oversee your care and be a part of your plan. So there's really no downside. You should know when you will be eligible, even in advance of being eligible.
Right. So here's the story. Very early Monday morning. And when I say very early, I really mean very early on Monday morning.
Like 4:30.
Our phone rings.
That's what time I get up. So that's not that
yeah.
early.
Hey, that's early for me.
Our phone rings at 435-477-6999. And we answered the call, and there was a very frustrated lady who started complaining about her 89-year-old father. It came home from the hospital after breaking his hip with a referral for home health. And for the past week, no one from the home health company had shown up.
Wow.
And, to check on her father. So we also started, asking some questions, and found out that during that period, he had developed a number of bed sores because he wasn't able to move.
Keep in mind, we are your senior care resource. it wasn't for us. We knew that wasn't for us. So we could have just said, I'm so sorry that happened to you. You have the wrong number. But we didn't. We wanted to help.
Because those of you who have listened to this radio at all, or the station, know that we don't do home health. We've focused on hospice. We think that's the most important part of this. So when they called us complaining about home health, we knew it wasn't our call, but you know, we certainly wanted to help. So that's kind of why we stayed on the phone.
We also knew because our nurses would have shown up.
Yeah. Well, yes, that's another thing. You know, good service is just one of those things you have to expect from us. Right. So he had developed some bed sores and he had fallen again, and then he wasn't moving at all. And nobody had showed up. And so she, after a week, had called to complain. And after we listened to her complaints and we started talking to her, we asked her what company she was, you know, trying to get a hold of. And we explained to her that
That wasn't us.
But we just continued to talk. And we found out so many things in this conversation.
Maybe that number was so easy that her fingers just fell to it.
That could be. And that's okay for anybody who accidentally calls us, who has a need.
We love to help. Yeah, we'll help you. And honestly, there is a possibility that she found us and just didn't know who to call. So we helped her find her resources.
We did. And in talking to her, you know, we were able to build some kind of a relationship and got some information to her. And I think these are things that a lot of people don't realize. You know, when we're young and we break a bone, it's just a matter of waiting it out and it'll be repaired. Maybe there's, you know, a resetting and a cast. But as we age, things get completely different. In fact, a broken hip is a very significant injury that many people never recover from. And in fact, starts a downhill decline. But a lot of people don't know that. So we'd like you to know in this community that in the elderly, things are a lot different. And broken bones can be a really significant problem. So we want to make sure that you have that. So going into this story a little more, we find out that her father has not been moving around and would appear to have had some steep declines.
Yeah, and sadly, I mean, there's no way of knowing. We're not accusing, but the possibility could be that because he didn't have immediate responsive care, that could have been the issue with his decline. But in fairness, it might have just been a part of the broken bones. But because nobody had been there, he had a significant decline. His oxygen level, we came over just to do a free assessment like we offered and found that his oxygen levels were unbelievably low.
So we immediately got oxygen ordered for him and some other things. The things we've come to realize is in this case, just so you guys understand, it's Medicare protocol that within 48 hours of a referral, either to hospice or to home health, that there's an assessment done by the company that's going to be providing that within 48 hours. And that wasn't accomplished. If there's a fall, and that's what happened with this gentleman, he had gotten his hip fixed and then he had tried to walk around and fell down again. And that was kind of part of the decline. Well, within a fall, the hospice or home health company is supposed to send a nurse to assess again with 48 hours. None of that was done.
Remember, I just want to make sure it's clear. If it's a fall that's significant, the nurse is supposed to call immediately and determine by the phone call if it's an immediate need. If it's an immediate need, they're supposed to come immediately. If it's not immediate, 24 hours to document the fall to make sure that there aren't any other complications. Maybe they hit their head and you didn't know it. There's some bruising that appears, but I mean, we like our nurses to come out the same day, but Medicare standard is 24 hours.
Right. So
unless it's an immediate need.
Yeah. So that was, of course, a failure. And from that failure, we had some declines, but it's also important to realize that, you know, when that home health prescription, and it's a prescription, was written by the doctor just said, gave a certain number of things that had to be done, whether that was a visit by a nurse once a week or every other week to make sure that there isn't any complications from the repair to the bone. And this prescription also had a physical therapist who was supposed to come out, and that physical therapist had come out one time, but hadn't really accomplished much. What I want everybody to understand about these prescriptions for home health is that there are limits to home health. Home health is intended to be a short-term support under a certain circumstance. So when somebody is given a home health prescription, it only addresses those things that are directly related to the
symptoms.
Yeah, the symptoms or the injury. And if something else comes up, it's just a referral back to the doctor. Now, if you if you think about that, let's say that, you know, you get a fever or you, you know, can't, you've got some extra stresses in your life maybe because of this injury or any number of things. The home health agency, the only thing they're going to do is say, okay, well, why don't you contact your doctor? So you then have to set an appointment, wait for that appointment to come around, go see the doctor, and then start another plan of care. We've used that term in the past. These are all plans of care. So the plan of care under home health is a stagnant, this is all we do. Now, if things change, if we go from expecting to be able to walk around, and for example, this gentleman prior to this event was driving himself to dialysis, and now he's not able to get out of bed and not doing anything. That's a significant decline. And the home health agency, under the rules that are there, all they do is deal with the one issue that's outside the scope of their work.
And they're, symptoms that arise, yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to then refer you back to a doctor, and that doctor is going to then assess you and create another plan of care that may or may not include home health. Now, the other part of this is, an important part, home health only is going to be provided as long as there's improvement. In our elderly, we may not realize that we may not get back to where we were. You know, when we're young, we expect that we'll have full recovery, that we'll, you know, never have any injury really affect us. Now, at 4 and at 20, that usually happens. Now, at 40, you know, when you get injured, a significant injury at 40, you may be feeling that injury for the rest of your life. And at 60, that injury may limit your ability to accomplish things for
it
the rest of your
life.
It
may never heal correctly.
Right. And then at 80, you know, we may expect that it's never going to improve much. If you are on home health with a prescription for a service, that service is there until there's no improvement, whatever that no improvement is.
And a very documentable improvement. Mm-hmm. They have requirements, restrictions to document that they are meeting benchmarks in order for your home health to continue.
Right. So you just take one of those examples, let's say physical therapy. The physical therapist will come out. And the first time they come out, they assess what you can do. That's their baseline. What is it that you can accomplish today? And from that baseline, they're going to try and help you improve. Now, if you can improve, then they will continue to provide you physical therapy to maximize that improvement. But at the point that you no longer improve, and let me give you some numbers. We're talking 3 visits. If you have a physical therapist come out once a week for 3 weeks, and he can't document that you've made improvements, then your physical therapy ends. Now, many people, a physical therapist isn't going to force you to do anything. That's not, you know, within their
scope.
They're going to encourage, but you can opt to not. If it's a bad day, and really, the first 2-3 weeks after surgery, it's always going to be a bad day. If you say, no, I don't want to do that.
Because it hurts.
Yeah, it hurts bad. He's going to say, okay, well, then we'll try again next week. Well, if you go 3 weeks without trying, your physical therapy's done. At the point that you think that it might be useful or that you're ready to start, you're going to be done. If you really work at it for 2 weeks and then you've accomplished all that you do and the physical therapist can't show that you're making greater improvements, whether that's greater range of motion or greater distance walking or, you know, whatever it is for your particular condition, then the physical therapist has to be done because Medicare doesn't want to pay for somebody to go out consistently for a long time when there's no benefit that's going to be seen. And that was changed just a few years ago and really clamped down on it. And the home health agencies are more involved in that. So those are a couple of the issues that we want to look at. And when we then flip over to the hospice side, things are entirely different. Because,
and palliative care.
Yeah, hospice and palliative care, because we aren't looking at just dealing with the one issue that the doctor prescribed. We then look at all of the issues that come up and the change in those issues. As things happen in our lives and things change, maybe we don't have a problem with our broken leg anymore, but we have developed other problems, you know, bed sores because we haven't been moving around or we're, you know, all kinds of medical conditions that come up. Within hospice, we deal with that as a team. Our doctors are involved in all of those things. And so we can address that, not at the time where we find out there's a problem and then you set an appointment to go talk to your doctor. No, if we see that there's a problem, we can address that immediately. Within minutes or hours, and try and bring the resources that are needed to be fixed.
One more issue that I might point out, in this day of COVID, a lot of our doctor's appointments has gone to telehealth, and a lot can be missed in telehealth, not intentionally, But if you aren't very clear and descriptive of some of your symptoms, a lot can be missed, which was another incident that we had this week. Fortunately, having a doctor physically on presence at our location, we were able to address an issue and discover some problems with a senior that actually was only on home health. But in his home, we were able to have a doctor cooperate with their primary care physician, actually discovered that they had COVID while still in their home and was able to treat them in their home. And they rebounded so quickly. Within a week, he had full pneumonia. And within a week, he was out of his bed and looking forward to playing golf again.
He had been suffering with COVID for over a month.
And had not been diagnosed correctly.
So those are the important things. And that only happens when we can get out and meet people and actually help them understand their own physical conditions.
So we got to wrap up. Give everybody, you know, I want everybody to hear about, you know, our Christmas gift.
That's right. So Christmas this year, we want to offer this community a free medical assessment in-home. We will send a registered nurse to meet with you and to find out where you're at. At least have that physician contact that you won't get if you're locked down, you know, and your doctor's trying to do telehealth. We'll send a registered nurse. They'll do some assessment. We'll look at your conditions and possibly pull your medical records in the past so that we have a better picture of it and be able to figure out if there are things that can be done that will improve your life.
What a wonderful time. It's a great opportunity. A nurse with well over 15 years of senior care experience, in addition to other well-rounded, a variety of experience in emergency rooms and hospital settings, will come to your home to give you a full assessment, answer all of your questions, put some of your concerns at ease. And in this day of COVID, when we've been isolated, perhaps haven't seen our doctors in quite some time, we hope that you see what a beautiful, wonderful opportunity that is. And that is our gift to you. Call our office today, 435-477-6999. Again, Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. Your palliative care provider, one of the only expanded palliative care providers in all of Southern Utah. 435-477-6999. Call to receive your free gift, your full assessment. That's our Merry Christmas gift to you.
And you don't have to wait till you get the mailer. Just call the number. We're happy to set an appointment and come visit you if you think you have it. Any issues at all, or if you know somebody who's elderly that may have some issues, we'd like to be able to reach out to them too. Because
share your gift.
Yes, we're happy to share with everybody.
Right.
So it is really great that we've had this opportunity to be on this radio program, and we hope that the community has gained some information, and we'll continue to be providing these stories and other information so that we can all be better.
Feel free to go to our website and learn a little bit more, and all of our radio shows are recorded and put onto the website. It's pathwayhospicecare.com. That easy. Pathwayhospicecare.com.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, great to talk
Merry
to you
Christmas,
guys.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Bye-bye.